AITA, written by Veloscuro and read by Sunkit and Shash as you dual set.
Iggy Giraffe, as you baby bread.
Cheshire Tears, as you, I know you know.
Pezax, as you Jutdwe.
Poem Reads, as you Dragon Boat.
Sally, as you Everybody Bangs Chris 97.
Phantom is Ohana, as you Wang Casso.
And
Pesneke, as you Minimong.
A Stray Kids fic, rated mature, pairing Han Ji Sung / Yang Jong-un. Summary. Ji-sung has been annoying his roommate for not homosexual reasons. Posted in R Am I the Asshole by user UDualset. 13.2k upvotes, 1.1k downvotes. AITA for annoying my roommate? Okay, so basically I, 24M, live with a roommate, 23M. We met via some mutual friends, but the important thing is that I didn't actually see the guy until move-in day. Basically, I just needed someone in the spare room so I didn't go broke, asked around, and one of my friends said he knew someone looking for a space. We've been living together for about 6 months now, and I don't have any complaints about him as a roommate. Full disclosure, I'm kind of a slob, but I make an effort to clean up after myself out of courtesy. My room is kind of a disaster, but as long as I keep the kitchen and common area picked up, I don't think my roommate, who we will call IN for privacy, has a problem with it. Here's the problem. He's really fun to annoy. Like, I guess he's a pretty private guy and likes his personal space. I'm kind of a platonic cuddler, so it started out as just sliding over to lean against him while we watched a movie or whatever. Every time I tried, he'd kind of make a face and shrug me off, and at first, I'd just slink back to my side of the couch. But as we got more comfortable with each other, he was more comfortable telling me to fuck off, so he'd whine and shove at me. Here's problem number two. This triggered, like, cute aggression or something. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, when you see a cute puppy and you just want to squish it in your hands, or shake it around? It's like that. Please tell me other people experience this and I'm not insane. Ahem. I'm not gay, first of all. But, objectively speaking, my roommate is cute. To the point that if I had seen him before move-in, I might have reconsidered living with him. But anyway, I just want to clear up that this is not a gay thing. Anyway, since this revelation, it's been really tempting to bother IN. When I get in his personal space, or mush his cheeks, or threaten to kiss him, he usually gets whiny and or shoves me away, and there's something really satisfying about it. I guess I'm just worried about actually pushing him away, though. So, AITA for doing this, and if so, how am I supposed to manage my cute aggression around him? I tried punching a pillow, and that didn't work, so please don't suggest that. Comments.
You, I know you know. 15.6k upvotes, 253 downvotes. I don't have a NTA YTA judgment. You're probably kind of an asshole, but holy shit, my guy, you are so far in the closet, you should say hey to Aslan for me.
Reply by you, Dualset. 476 upvotes, 12.3k downvotes. OP. This literally isn't helpful. I already told everyone this isn't a gay thing. ETA. Stop downvoting me, WTF.
Yu Jitwe. 11.5k upvotes, 1.2k downvotes. YTA. Just because you have weird closeted gay thoughts about your roommate doesn't give you permission to get up in his personal space and bother him. This is like common sense, actually. Did you go to kindergarten? Did they teach you the golden rule? Or were you too busy suppressing your mega-gay thoughts to pay attention?
Reply by you, dual set. 217 upvotes, 8.4k downvotes, OP. Ouch. Once again, I am not gay, but what you said makes sense. Once again, I'm looking for suggestions on what to do instead of annoying my roommate, if that's such a problem. And nobody suggests anything gay, because I'm literally not!
Reply by Yujitwe. 7.6k upvotes, 465 downvotes. You should probably just have nasty gay sex with your roommate, dude. In a homosexual way.
You, Dragon Ball. 9.3k upvotes, 109 downvotes. Hey, hon, I know you keep saying you aren't gay, and that's fine. I will cast my judgment here as you're the arsehole because annoying people on purpose isn't cool. As for suggestions on how to manage your cute aggression, I would encourage you to introspect and see if you can figure out what it means to have such a reaction to another man. Maybe talk to him about it, explain what's going on. I find that communication and openness is always the best course of action. Hugs.
Reply by you, dual set. 274 upvotes, 8.9k downvotes, OP. This is really sweet, but I hope everyone knows that I would rather chew broken glass than have a conversation with Ian about this. Also, introspection done, I'm still not gay.
Reply by you, baby bread. 3.2k upvotes, 400 downvotes. Classic Reddit beast of coming to ask advice, but the second dude gets advice he doesn't like. It's all, oh no, that's not helpful. Grow up, LMAO. You, baby bread. 4.8k upvotes, 315 downvotes. YTA. I live with a roommate like this, actually. Always touching me, mushing my face, telling me I'm a cute baby, even though I'm literally a grown man. Also, as a dude who's occasionally into other dudes, I gotta say that annoying me on purpose would not make me want someone more. So, if you want a chance with your roommate, I'd say you better find a way to not piss him off.
Reply by you, dual set. 436 upvotes, 3.2k downvotes, OP. Why does everyone keep assuming I'm gay? Stop it! ETA. Oh, the guy who is occasionally into dudes is posting almost exclusively in our gay bros and our gamers. Interesting.
Reply by you, baby bread. 2.3k upvotes, 129 downvotes. Lol, you went through my post history because I implied you could be MLM based on what you wrote? I don't have to justify my sexuality to you, asshole.
Posted an R Ask Gay Bros by user UDualSet. 2.1k upvotes, 954 downvotes. How did you know you were gay? Is it something you've always known, or did you have a defining moment? Is there a feeling or something? Just curious. Comments.
You, I know, you know. 987 upvotes, 92 downvotes. Oh my god, it's you, the closeted one from AITA. Anyway, I've just never really been attracted to women. When elementary classmates were planning weddings and talking about which girl in our class was the prettiest, I always saw myself with a boy. Probably not helpful to you, Aslan. Just know that my experience is not everyone's experience. I was lucky to know who I was from a young age, but some people have to hit puberty or even later to realize their feelings. You come around to being in love with your roommate yet, or...?
Reply by you, dual set. 87 upvotes, 682 downvotes, OP. Oh, it's illegal to be curious now, everyone. It's illegal to ask a question to get the perspective of people different from you. Someone call the cops.
Reply by you, everybody bangs Chris 97, 98 upvotes, 21 downvotes, mod. That's gonna be your only warning before I lock the thread. No need for open hostility. Obviously, the point of this subreddit is, in part, to get the perspective of people different from you. Whether you're questioning your sexuality or just asking out of curiosity, it's fine. Just don't attack other commenters. Jesus.
You, baby bread. 730 upvotes, 104 downvotes. Did I manifest this somehow? Anyway, as you saw in my previous comment in R, Am I the Asshole? I identify as occasionally into dudes, bi or pan or whatever. I'm not really fucked about labels. I went through school and everything, just dating girls, never really giving a thought to men in that way, even though my friend group is admittedly pretty queenie. Went out to a gay bar with a couple of buddies for a drag show, got hit on, didn't hate it, had the best sex of my life. And here we are. I'm occasionally into dudes. You know, if they're not annoying as fuck.
You, Wayne Casso, 241 upvotes, 76 downvotes. LOL, did OP stop commenting because the mod told him not to be hostile?
Chat with you, baby bread. Hey, I saw your comment in RS Gay Bros, and I'm not gay, or bi, or pan, or occasionally into dudes or whatever. But like, why even bother with men if you're into women? / Jen.
What the fuck? You're nice when you're sliding into my DMs?
Just answer the question.
Oh my god, you're pondering this at 4 a.m. I hate to tell you, but you're probably at least a little gay, / HJ. And obviously there's nothing wrong with that. But I get it being scary. I thought it was scary too. And yeah, I could just be with women, I guess. Actually, I've mostly been going out with women lately. Just haven't found a guy I clicked with. I'm pretty picky with men. But like, why would I limit who I could be with or who I could love based on what some moron might think? What if the person for me is a guy and I didn't even consider him because it's more acceptable to date women?
That makes sense, I guess. Just sex. I don't know about that.
Oh my god. Whatever, dude. If it's a person you're meant to be with, they'll take it slow and make sure you're comfortable with everything, yeah? Otherwise, they're not worth your time.
Guess so.
You gonna try with your roommate?
Nah, I just think he's cute. Like a baby, though. I'm not into him like that.
If you say so.
Profile. You dual set. Recent posts. Posted in r ask Reddit. What does love feel like? Posted in r ask gay bros. So like, who pays on a date? How do you figure out who holds the door for who tops everything? Doesn't make any sense. Posted in r ask gay bros. Is there a way to tell if someone is gay? Like, I just need a quick test I could do. Please help. Urgent. Posted in r ask Reddit. How do you make someone like you? Posted in r ask Reddit. How to tell if someone is into me? Posted in r, am I the asshole? Would I be the asshole if I got drunk to confess to my roommate? Chat with you, baby bread.
Jesus fucking Christ. Would you just ask him out and quit spamming all of Reddit with your bullshit?
Posted in r subreddit drama by user you, Minimong. 10.2k upvotes, 347 downvotes. User posts in our Am I the Asshole about annoying his roommate goes down rabbit hole of questioning sexuality. User Yu Dulset starts us off by posting in our Am I the Asshole about being a general pest to his roommate. Spoiler alert, he's the asshole. He's pretty combative in the comments because the commenters seem to come to the consensus that this is all pretty gay and OP is in denial. He gets downvoted to oblivion in the comments, of course. Link to his profile to check out his post history for yourself because it's pretty wild, lol. He goes into r ask gay bros, r ask Reddit, and other subreddits to ask some pretty suspicious questions that all seem to be about his roommate. That's all there is for now. No update on if he's actually gonna do it, but I know I'm keeping my eye on his profile for an update. Go through his posts and comment history if you're looking for a good read. Comments.
He's Wayne Casso, 233 upvotes, 31 downvotes. LOL, I'm pretty active in R. Ask Gay Bros. One of our mods had actually threatened to ban him, and he finally quit responding to comments. I don't think he knows how not to be hostile when people accuse him of being gay, but it was pretty amusing. Highly recommend the read for everyone else.
Reply by you, Everybody Bangs Chris 97, 350 upvotes, 56 downvotes. Could be the love story of the century, if you ask me. You, Dulcet, and his roommate, I.N. Catface Smiley.
You, Baby Bread. 132 upvotes, 14 downvotes. God damn, this shit has really left containment, huh?
Posted an R, Am I the Asshole? By you, Dulcet. 12.6k upvotes, 2.3k downvotes. Update. AITA for annoying my roommate. Not sure if this kind of post is allowed, especially because I'm not really asking AITA at this point, so mods feel free to take this down if needed. Original post for those who need it. So, after getting feedback from everyone in the comments, I decided to try to cool it with getting all up in my roommate's business. It was pretty hard, because I'm finding I'm a pretty clingy, touchy-feely person, and I just, I don't know, I want to be close to him. If that makes me gay, whatever. But anyway, I know he doesn't like it, and I definitely don't want to make him uncomfortable or have him resent me or anything. So I pulled back. Like, don't get me wrong, we still hung out. I just quit trying to kiss him or drape myself over him or make him cuddle. It was pretty hard. And get this, he asked if I was okay. He said I was acting weird and not like myself, which I guess was technically true. And then he put his arm over my shoulder and we got to cuddle for the entire rest of the movie. So I think someone must have spread my whole situation to other people. I'm getting lots of votes and traffic on my comments slash posts for no apparent reason. I think I'm going to try to ask him out. I'm just not even sure if he likes men, but hey, I'm not sure I like men either. I just think I like him. Nonsensical update, maybe, but I just kind of wanted to get everything off my chest. Smiley face. Thanks, strangers. Comments.
You, Dragon Book, 10.3k upvotes, 1.8k downloads.
Oh my god, you have to ask him out. I'm invested. He sounds to me like he's maybe a little touch-starved, or he's one of those people who just has to pretend not to care, you know? You just have to work a little harder to break through to them. Rooting for you, smiley face.
You, I know you know. 4.2k upvotes, 3.7k downvotes. Mod, is it against the rules to call OP a homosexual slur, knowing it's coming from a homosexual and is meant with all the fondness in my bitter heart?
Reply by you, Minimong. 1.4k upvotes, 2.9k downvotes. Mod. Unfortunately, even though I do think it would be funny, I'm gonna have to say it's bannable.
Reply by you, I know you know. 1.5k upvotes, 2.7k downvotes. This is homophobia at work.
You, Baby Bread. 15 upvotes. 1 downvote. Now wait a damn minute.
Chat with you, Baby Bread.
Han Chi-sung.
What the fuck? Stalker. I'll call the police, actually.
Yang Jong-in is your roommate.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually calling the cops. JFC. Hot Roommate Club.
Ini.
Han Ji-sung.
Sungi. I'm in the middle of something, hang on. It's urgent. Gonna get to the dishes, I swear.
Ini.
Calling the cops?
Songyi, how did you... Incoming call. Innie. Posted in R Am I the Asshole by user U Dualset. 16.4k upvotes, 1.1k downvotes. Final update. AITA for annoying my roommate. Original post and update post. Final update. We're dating. Smiley face. Also, awkward, but my roommate was, like, actively commenting on my posts during all of this and DMing me. Neither of us had any idea until the update post. Comments.
You, I know you know. 2.6k upvotes, 3k downvotes. Hey Maud, can I please get a slur pass?
Reply by you, Minimong. 1.9k upvotes, 2k downvotes, Maud. Unfortunately, no.
You, Dragonbook, 5.8k upvotes, 307 downvotes. Screams forever, love is alive and well, I wish you both happiness. ETA, wait, which user is your boyfriend slash roommate?
Reply by Yujitwe. 3.4k upvotes, 829 downvotes. Unfortunately, the original post is too popular. Doubt will ever narrow down who it was, unless he comes forward.
Posted in R Ask Gay Bros by user U Dualset. 8.3k upvotes, 671 downvotes. How does bottoming work for a beginner? Is there a specific diet I need to follow in advance? Should I try to practice on myself beforehand? Any tips slash tricks to know? Just help, I've never done this before. Comments.
He's Wayne Casso. 1.2k upvotes, 284 downvotes. Oh my god!
You, Everybody Bangs Chris, 97. 5.6k upvotes, 713 downvotes. Maud. I'd say to have a conversation with your partner, first and foremost. Practice in advance is always great, so you can know more or less what to expect. But your partner should be working to make you as comfortable as possible anyway. Smiley face. Anyway, head over to our FAQ for popular posts regarding prep for bottoming. There's no grand consensus, but certainly some helpful tips.
You, Baby Bread. 6.9k upvotes. 317 downvotes. Baby, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you posting this on Reddit instead of asking me, your boyfriend, who has had gay sex with men before? Baby, what the fuck? I am literally a gay bro, IRL, you can ask. Jesus.
Reply by you, Dualset. 3.5k upvotes, 2.7k downvotes. OP. It's a weird conversation to have, I'm sorry, frowny face. Didn't know people were still stalking my post history, frowny face. ETA. Oh fuck, why are there so many of you?
Reply by you, Minimong. 1.4k upvotes, 116 downvotes. Munches popcorn.
The end. Thanks for listening.